USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The first tropical storm of 2018 makes landfall Memorial Day on the Florida Panhandle, claiming the lives of two journalists in North Carolina when a tree falls on their station vehicle. Tropical storm Alberto bringing strong surf, powerful wind gusts, and heavy rains spanning at least three U.S. states with sustained winds at 40 miles an hour. The president lays wreaths at the annual Memorial Day ceremony at Arlington National Park in Virginia, saying,
"Today we pay tribute to their service, we mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice."
The president saying we'll never forget those heroes. The FBI asking home and business internet operators to reboot their routers in order to protect them from new malware. It's known as VPN Filter. The FBI estimates the malware's made its way onto 500,000 devices. Affected router brands include Linksys, Netgear, and others. This is USA Radio News.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow, because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer, it comes out like new? Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
It sounds like the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may be back on. The president talking with Japan's prime minister and the White House said they talked about the upcoming meeting, one which the president canceled after North Korea took a shot at Vice President Mike Pence. Officials in Hawaii say lava from the Kilauea volcanoes made its way to the Puna Geothermal Venture Power Plant, and it could impact another one. Hawaii Emergency Management Agency spokesman Tom Travis says they're working on quenching the wells.
Quenching the wells means filling them full of cold water.
Travis talking with KHON-TV. The Civil Defense Agency, keeping a close eye on the plants, doesn't anticipate any dangerous gases to be released because crews have prepared for the lava ahead of time. That plant had been shut down earlier this week. Former President George H.W. Bush back in the hospital where he's been all weekend after suffering low blood pressure and fatigue after a Memorial Day event in Maine. A spokesperson for the former president says the 93-year-old is alert and comfortable. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Hawaii sending a message to the world that despite the Kilauea volcano eruptions, the resort state remains open for business.
Hawaii's governor says even on the big island where the volcano is located, less than 1% of the land has been impacted by the eruptions. But Governor David Ige says the state's losing out on tens of millions of dollars in tourist spending because images of the fiery destruction have been beamed around the world, scaring off potential visitors. He says every effort's being made to be transparent about the dangers that do exist, but that there are several other islands totally unaffected by the lava and toxic gas. Islands, he says, have beautiful beaches and scenery that are completely unaffected by Kilauea's eruptions. I'm Chris Barnes.
We're learning a growing number of Americans are not taking a vacation this year. USA Radio's John Clemens.
Bankrate conducted a survey finding 49% responding they were not taking a vacation, with 50% of those people saying they can't afford it. 24% have other family obligations, while 22% indicated they can't take the time off. Greg McBride of Bankrate said there's 6 million employment positions open in the economy right now because employers can't find qualified workers. So a lot of people are tethered to their desk.
And competitive eater Joey Chestnut plows through 77 shrimp in 8 minutes during a Memorial Day Shrimp Eating Championship in California. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.